Dan's Drive and Double Feature presents A Minute to Dismember, Episode 57, Minute 50. Adam and Blanche? I've forgotten her name. I just spent the past 2 or 3 minutes wandering around the same garage in the dark, but the lights are on. Blanche was still in the garage, but Adam has made it into, I think it's their living room. It's nicely wood paneled, and he's beginning to unbutton his shirt. Let's see how naked he gets. I'm not sure you can fully gauge what with all the kettle drums going boing throughout the minute, what happens in this minute. So I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to go shot by shot, but I am going to give you a little more detail this time on what goes on in this minute because it's an important thing. So we see Saul and he's in this lovely wood paneled living room or family room. Maybe it's a den. Maybe it's his private den. And remember that they were asleep. It was, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock? Like 10 o'clock, I think. Mary screamed after her dream. And then Adam got up, got completely dressed, and told her to knock it off. Then they wandered around the garage for a bit. Now he's back in here, and he's getting undressed again. So he takes off his dress shirt, and he's got a wife beater on underneath that. Now that I said that, that's not such a great term for a shirt. He's got one of the undershirts with like the tank toppy type undershirts. I'm not going to use that term again. I don't like that term. And he's very hairy. He's very, you know, not Sasquatch level hairy, but he's got some hair on his back and his shoulders, and some folks like that. And if you do, please enjoy Adam. So he takes off his shirt and he goes and he gets a hammer. I'm not 100% certain what he's getting the hammer for. If the power went out and then came back on, there's nothing to hammer. Now, granted, circa 83, I was about 10. So I was never the one in the house who... Well, no, actually, sometimes I did. I was never the one in the house who fiddled around with circuit breakers and things like that. But actually, no, I did. So not for like... Not because I was a jackass or anything, you know, but if power went out, you know, sometimes you'd have to go down to the basement and take care of it. So I'm a jackass sometimes, but I'm not a jackass all the time, folks. So here we go. So he's got the hammer and he's walking and you see some great, you know, shots of his legs and feet, with the hammer moving along. And then he stops in front of a wall door and, you know, you get boing, doing, and he looks around like there's something there. And she does an interesting thing. Well, I'll tell you about this interesting thing afterwards. But looks around, and then all of a sudden he gets a shocked look on his face, and you see what I believe is an ice pick. Yeah, I know. I thought of Friday the 13th Part 2 also. I think the moment I think of ice pick, I think Friday the 13th Part 2 and Iced. When that scene where the what's-her-name gets stabbed in the eye with the icicle, and then it cuts to an ice pick chopping up ice. Yeah. Have you guys heard the Dan's Drive and Double Feature episode 13, where the great Amanda Reyes from Made for TV Mayhem and I discuss Iced and Moonstalker? You should check it out. It's on this feed. It's on the Eventually Supertrain feed. Dan's Drive and Double Feature number 13. Okay, back to this. And there's an ice pick, and then the ice pick jabs him on the right side of his neck and comes out the other side. It's a pretty nice effect. And the minute ends with him falling onto a table, which Doris says is her kitchen table, and he begins to dribble some blood, and it's a close-up of sort of the top of his head as his head's turning, and the minute ends sort of like getting a good, really, really good shot of his bald spot as he's dying. So who would have thought it? I mean, after 3 minutes of meander about in the garage, he's dead. Adam's dead. Another Kent has passed. but at whose hands?
Probably not Blanche. Is that her name? I've forgotten. Miriam.
But yeah, so he passes, and Doris does something that I find very interesting. This actually reminds me of something in a very early episode. And when I say very early, I think I'm talking mid-December 1963 of Doctor Who. And that is, there's a moment in, I think it's the Dead Planet. So it would have been, what, like the 21st of December or so? Merry Christmas. 1963, the first episode of the story, The Daleks, but the stories then didn't, I'm going off on tangents. But there's a moment where Barbara Wright, school teacher, gets trapped inside this alien city. It's the first alien place they've been to, unless you consider the Tribe of Gum, you know, an unearthly child, to be not on Earth, but I do, generally. But there's a moment where she is trapped in this city, and she's kind of locked into this, I believe, like a lift or just a small room. And it basically, something is monitoring her and kind of leading her in and out of rooms. And she does something where the camera's looking at her, and she kind of, I'm going to forget the order, but she like pushes on the wall, like on the right side of the screen, then the wall behind her, then the wall on the left side of the screen. Then she turns to the camera and pushes like mimes pushing, like that's another wall. And this reminded me of this minute of Night to Dismember reminded me of that, because at the moment when he becomes rather frightened and he looks all around, he deliberately looks in the camera for a couple of seconds. And at first I thought, oh, he shouldn't have done that. And then I thought, well, no, it's Doris, and you can do anything in a Doris film. But second, he looks in the camera because he's looking all around, and he would look right at the camera. You know, he doesn't know there's a camera there. He doesn't know he's in a Doris Wishman film. Maybe we're all in a Doris Wishman film. Have any of you thought of that? So I like that moment. And yeah, the gore effect, the effect of the ice pick is really nice. The ice pick, as you see it, is maybe not long enough to go through his entire neck, but who cares? I just said that out loud, and then I instantly thought, who cares? Budnick, knock it off. So what else do we have in this movie? Well, not much, really. I guess Adam Kent has another one of the last of the Kent brothers, right, has passed. Sigh. What will the next minute bring, I wonder aloud. Probably more fun stuff. Can you believe it, folks? We are in the 8th week of Minute to Dismember. Did you think we'd get this far? I knew we'd get this far, as I had it all planned. I had a master plan for it. But oh my gosh, yeah, Adam's dead. So in the house now, we got Billy, who we haven't seen in ages, Mary, who we haven't seen in a few minutes, Blanche, who is around here somewhere, and oh, oddly enough, Vicky, who we haven't really seen much of at all for, wow, like 8 or 9 minutes? Which you'd think is weird, because she seemed to be the... I've said that before. Okay, here we go, folks. Here we go. That's the end of Minute 50, and you know what you got to look forward to here? New week to dismember? Technically, 8th week of a Minute to Dismember. New closing music. Enjoy!
Chuck, do you remember this scene?
Yes, I remember this scene.
And I think...
I remember the end of this scene, which is my favorite part.
Oh, you have so many favorite parts. That's wonderful.
I hope
our audience feels the same way.
I just love Doris Wishman movies. I wish there were more of them. I wish there were more of them in my future.
Well, one never knows, Desmond.